then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us for at least 30 minutes this morning will be Gordon Klingenschmidt, who was with the military, was the chaplain with the military, and because he actually stood for Christian principles, was forced to leave the military. But he's out there talking about the importance of prayer today. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's an organized, orchestrated effort to actually suppress Christian prayer, public Christian prayer here in the United States. And with that as a background, Gordon, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. I am a former Navy chaplain, and I did take a stand for the right to pray in Jesus' name. As a chaplain, the Secretary of the Navy wrote a bad policy in 2006 and said chaplains can only pray non-sectarian prayers. Don't pray in Jesus' name or don't use the word Jesus in your public speech unless you're inside of a Sunday chapel. Well, I took a stand and I stood in front of the White House on a Thursday morning and I prayed in Jesus' name on national television on a public sidewalk outside of chapel. So I violated that policy. And I was punished for doing that, but I was vindicated by Congress, and thanks be to God, 300,000 Americans petitioned Congress with me, and Congress changed the law to restore freedom of speech for other military chaplains.
Well, that was a very courageous thing for you to do. It cost you your military career, but God bless you for doing it. Well, I think what people find so difficult to believe today is there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy Christianity, and because it starts with suppression of praying in Jesus' name. Go right ahead.
Well, this case, not my case, but a very similar case, was just argued this week in front of the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court heard the case of Greece versus Galloway, and in this case, the town supervisor of Greece, New York, which is a suburb of Rochester, about 100,000 people, was sued by these anti-Jesus complainers. Linda Stevens and Susan Galloway filed with the Americans United for Separation of Church and State group, and they sued the town because the town allowed pastors to come and say a prayer before the meetings. And the pastors, about two-thirds of them, happened to use the word Jesus or Holy Spirit in their prayers, and that offended the atheists, so they filed the lawsuit. Never mind that they also allowed a Jewish person to say a prayer. They invited a Baha'i person to say a prayer. They even had a Wiccan priestess come and say a prayer. There was diversity, and many people took turns, but instead the atheists filed a lawsuit against Jesus and against the right to pray in Jesus' name. And the atheist won that lawsuit at the Second Circuit. The three-judge panel out of New York ruled that it's not okay for a pastor to pray in Jesus' name. Well, thank God the U.S. Supreme Court heard that case this week, and I'm predicting a 6-3 decision when they announce in July that they will reverse that and restore the freedom to pray in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you're correct, but there is an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, because that's how you destroy this nation. Those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. I believe it was either Madison or Adams who made that statement. And that's what it's really all about. And until people really understand this is not happening by accident, they put their people into our court system, people who hate America, who hate Christianity. And if they know if they can destroy Christianity, they can destroy this country. And I'd say they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, they are filing frivolous lawsuits around the country. But I was thankful to be able to read the oral arguments. All of the justices now, it's sort of, you know how they tip their hand during oral arguments? Well, this week, Wednesday, the Supreme Court heard this case of Greece versus Galloway. And here are a couple of quotes from the justices. Justice Kagan said, all hypotheticals aside, isn't the question mostly here what language is acceptable in the prayer? If it refers repeatedly to Jesus Christ, then that is accepted and admired by a majority of the community, but not accepted by a minority. So that's really the question, isn't it? And the atheist lawyer said, yes, that's actually the question that arises in this case. And then Justice Kennedy said, it just seems to me that enforcing the standard that you suggest involves the state very heavily in the censorship and approval or disapproval of some prayers. And, of course, that would violate the First Amendment. So I think Justice Kennedy is right. I think it's state censorship of prayers and approving and disapproving some kinds of prayers but not others. And I think it's important that we realize the government has no part in censoring people's speech or telling them what God they can pray to, and they can't pray in Jesus' name because that's an illegal word. So I think they're going to rule in the right way. Justice Kennedy is right on this, and I'm hopeful for a good outcome next July.
Well, I hope you're correct. But, of course, they have pretty well destroyed the Christian foundation of this country by taking prayer and God and Christmas and celebration of Easter out of our schools and destroying the faith of two generations of our children. They knew what they were doing, certainly back in 1962. When the people who were on that United States Supreme Court intentionally took God and prayer out of our schools. And even though, I said, even if they allow a prayer before the city council begins, they have destroyed the Christian foundation of this country because of the Supreme Court decision. And I believe that was intentional. There was no way you could have justified the 1962 decision other than with an intentional effort to destroy the Christian foundation of America, to destroy this nation.
Well, it seems like there is a spiritual battle here, and there are some people who are just very upset and very angry with Jesus, and it's not even about us. Jesus says, if they hate me, or if they hate you, just remember they hated me first. So I think when they try to censor our speech or tell us we can't pray in Jesus' name, we can't say the J word in public, then it's really a spiritual thing inside of them. It's not about us at all. It is a little bit about Jesus, but I think it's mostly about what's going on inside of them. They're conflicted, and people can sign a petition at prayinjesusname.org is our website. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org.
Just another thing to get back here, ask the Americans.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Gordon Klingensmith, and would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Yes, as I was saying, our website is PrayInJesusName.org. Again, that's PrayInJesusName.org. And we have helped deliver 4.5 million petitions to Congress, and we've helped change the law in 12 states. So I pray people will stand with us and sign a petition, or at least sign up for our free email alerts at PrayInJesusName.org.
All right, fine. Well, what is the status of things now? Now, basically, we used to have a National Day of Prayer. Do we still have the National Day of Prayer? I understand that our president had actually canceled that. What's the status of that? Do you know?
Yes. I know for the last 5 years in a row, President Obama has openly celebrated the Muslim holy month of Ramadan with big banquets and proclamations in the White House. But also 5 years in a row, he has refused to participate personally and at the White House in the National Day of Prayer, which is a Judeo-Christian tradition that has been going on with every president since Eisenhower in 1952 and is authorized by the Congress to celebrate the National Day of Prayer. But instead, the president refuses to participate in that. It's still happening in churches around America. I think it's every May or so they have a National Day of Prayer. Many people gather on their city hall sidewalks and in churches across America. And I think it'll continue as a good tradition. It's just that the president doesn't want any part of it.
And I would just mention for our listeners out there that the new director of the CIA just happens to be a Muslim convert. Isn't it interesting that nobody mentions that? His name is John Brennan, the new director of the CIA, a Muslim. Why don't the media tell us that? But you can look it up on the Internet. Basically, America's in real trouble. But, of course, the average American does not understand the spirit of battle. What about the presidential prayer breakfast? That was a tradition. Are they still holding that, the presidential prayer breakfast?
Yes, but I think it's become more of a congressional prayer breakfast. I think the president did attend this past year, but there are like thousands and thousands of people to attend that. And it's organized by a Christian group out of Colorado, I think, actually. They have a headquarters here, but they go to D.C. every year. And I'm so thankful for Christian Embassy and all these other groups who do stand up to organize our legislators for the freedom to pray. Of course, the government doesn't have an official religion, but the First Amendment protects everybody's freedom of religious expression. And when they gather for these prayer breakfasts, I think it honors God and it allows people to honor God. Instead, you have President Obama has appointed judges. For example, David Hamilton was one of his promotees in the Seventh Circuit in Indiana. This is a judge who ruled that at public ceremonies like this, it's totally okay to pray to Allah because that's a non-sectarian prayer and that would never offend anybody. But if you pray in Jesus' name, then that's too sectarian and that might offend somebody. So that's illegal speech and Jesus is banned by the First Amendment. I don't know what version of the First Amendment he's reading, but it's not the one that bans Jesus as an illegal word.
Well, these are the people who hate Christianity, and of course, so does the press. Well, basically, what should people be doing? What can people do? Because basically, the average individual doesn't understand. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of America. And if these people are successful in wiping out the belief of our children, generation after generation. I mean, the majority of our children, when they graduate from school today, do not believe in God. They've destroyed their faith in God and certainly in Christianity. You can't certainly overcome what they do 5 days a week in school, 6 or 8 hours a day, by having the child go to Sunday school for 1 or 2 hours a week. I mean, it's just what they learn in school as far as certainly evolution, all these things, it is destroying the faith of this nation. How are we going to save America if we can't even have our children pray in school?
Well, I think there's got to be a twofold strategy here. We have to have public education, which is why we lead a national TV show, and we also have to change the government, and that's through using the levers of power in the democratic process. For example, if people are willing to stand with candidates who defend religious freedom, that's very helpful. We should tie it not only to our churches, but we should donate to Christian candidates who run for political office. And also, we should send them petitions. And we've helped organize that in a sister website called FaxCongress.com. Again, that's fax, like a fax machine, faxcongress.com, where any citizen can write any petition, and they change it into real fax paper on your congressman's desk, and they do that for free. So I pray that people will visit faxcongress.com and sign a petition today and communicate with your elected officials.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, but basically we are involved in the spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing that battle because even our churches are not really facing this. In fact, they've changed the music and they've changed the message of our churches. Very seldom today do you ever hear anybody talking about hell or eternal punishment or the fact that God certainly does bring judgment on nations that turn against him, and America, at least in my opinion, has turned against God. Well, what would your thoughts be on that? Certainly, Gordon, I am very, very concerned that God is going to bring judgment on America because of what the churches in America have allowed to happen, and of course the progressive erosion of the foundation, the very foundations of the church. Go to church today. It's not the church I went to when I was growing up 60 or 70 years ago.
Yes, I think you're right. The foundations are withering away, and there is a concerted attack. They're hacking away at the root of liberty. But I think our founding fathers were pretty wise, and to write this in as the very first amendment of the United States Constitution sort of gave it primarity and gave it precedence over perhaps the other rights. I think our religious freedom rights are under attack now. in the United States Congress. For example, the U.S. Senate just passed a bill, 64-32, that would punish Christian business owners if they refused to hire gays in the workplace. Well, you may think that's, non-discrimination, but it actually discriminates against Christians who try to have a religious mission. For example, a Christian bookstore owner or the Hobby Lobby Corporation or Chick-fil-A. And by the way, this also Nancy Pelosi describes it as a bathroom bill that would open up the ladies' bathroom to a cross-dressing man in every public restaurant in America. And if they don't let that happen, then the Christian business owner can be sued and bankrupted for refusing to help violate your wife's privacy and your daughter's privacy. It's really insane, the things that they're trying to pass. And now they claim that they have enough votes to pass it through the House of Representatives, too. If only the Republicans would allow a vote on that. I don't think they should allow a vote. I think they should block this legislation and protect our wives and daughters' privacy in public bathrooms.
We live in a world gone mad, and I believe God's going to bring his judgment on this nation. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-800-254-7524. 1-800-254-7524. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on and the things that we're talking about. And the fact that certainly America has turned against God. Our legislators in Washington, D.C., I believe, serve an entirely different God. They know what they're doing. And if Bishop and you begin pushing, homosexuality is perfectly normal, just as the sexual indiscretion, whether it be homosexual or heterosexual, why, of course, you're laying yourself open for God's judgment to come. So basically, I know that you put together an organization, Gordon. You're working very hard to get people concerned. What sort of response are you getting from the public?
Well, when people hear about these issues and they watch our TV show at PrayInJesusName.org, then people get motivated and they get a fire under them and they sign petitions and they stand for religious freedom. So there is a backlash, there is an uprising, a revival happening among the churches across America for people to stand up for righteousness. And for example, to support candidates who run for public office who can reverse these bad laws and, you know, establish liberty as the law of the land and religious freedom as our First Amendment right. So I happen to be, Dr. Stan, one of those candidates right now. I just announced that I'm running for state representative in Colorado. So if anyone is interested in my candidacy, they can learn more or maybe send a donation so I can buy a roll of stamps to help win our election. I'm running for state rep, and our website is gordonforcolorado.com. Again, that's gordonforcolorado.com. And you can help me defend religious freedom here in the state house. I think Colorado is ground zero in the culture war across America because the Democrats are passing these anti-Second Amendment rules, and they're passing these civil unions rules that violate our religious freedom and don't have any exceptions for churches. It's really a battle here in Colorado, so I pray that people will stand with me and visit gordonforcolorado.com.
Well, I congratulate you for your willingness to take a stand and to be on the front lines of this battle. Yes, we need to get people involved. We need to get them into the legislature. We need to basically get the information out. We also need to be able to communicate with people. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the media, the mass media in America, is rigidly controlled, and you're not going to get the truth through most channels. And so this is why alternative media is so vitally important and why we need to have people within our legislature. You will never hear the good ones and what they're saying. All you'll hear about is Senator John McCain. He's the most liberal Republican senator we have. That's why you hear about him all the time. Or like Governor Christie of New Jersey. Governor Christie, they focus our attention. We have 50 governors in America, and what do we hear about? the most liberal Republican governor, who really is a Democrat, and they focus our attention on them, and they block out the truth about what's really going on in America today. Well, we've only got a couple of minutes. I know you're going to have to take off. What is the information? What information would you like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I would like to just remember yesterday was Veterans Day, and people can continue to honor the veterans this week. And I just want to say I'm so glad to have served 20 years in the military. I'm an Air Force Academy graduate. I earned my PhD in theology, and I was a chaplain in the Navy for many years. But when it was my turn to pray in Jesus' name, the government said, you can't do that. You know, I defended my Jewish sailor's right to eat kosher food. I defended my Muslim sailor and my atheist sailor to come and even teach our Bible study group. But when it was my turn, the government turned against me. So I pray that people will stand up with me and take back the government and make sure that you have religious freedom for yourself. And the best way to do that is to participate in the government and make sure that you vote, make sure that you support good candidates, and maybe someone out there should run for office.
And, of course, this program this morning is being primarily heard in Colorado and in Denver, Fort Collins, in Boulder. Where are you running? What part of Colorado are you running in?
I live in Colorado Springs. I'm the east part of Colorado Springs by Sky Sox Stadium. But if I'm elected, I will represent all the people of Colorado. So please support me by visiting GordonForColorado.com.
And I hope you'll go ahead and do that, ladies and gentlemen. You need to have good representatives. God bless you, Gordon. Thanks for everything you do. Look forward to having you back with us again real soon.
Should a natural...
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Will, the skill, and the gear. Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines the last half hour. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call. But you know, tomorrow and the next day, that's the 13th and the 14th of November, why, there's going to be a national exercise. A national exercise that simulates the electricity shutting down all across America. You can look at it. You can find it up on the Internet. No question, it's going to involve a large segment of our government as function, and yet totally blacked out by the mass media. And the question is, why? It doesn't make sense. But there's so many things going on today that just don't make sense. We do know that the elite are planning on a major catastrophic event. That's why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank. They've spent millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, to establish this. A seed bank 800 miles from the North Pole. Why would they do that unless they know there's going to be major cataclysmic event? We do know that they've stored 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point lead ammunition. Why would they have done that? I mean, obviously, this is for protection for the elite who run America. We do know that certainly that they have stored massive amounts of food in their underground shelters. We do know that they have underground shelters all across America. Not for you and I in Russia. Why, of course, they have about 5,000 shelters for the public. They have Yamantau Mountain. You could look it up. Yamantau Mountain, which is certainly a mountain dugout where they can house somewhere between 60,000 and 300,000 Russians, fully supplied with food and all the necessities for life. When this cataclysmic event that they anticipate comes to pass, but of course they've not made reservations or certainly made arrangements for the average American to be taken care of. Yes, there are underground facilities. You can go to your Internet and look it up. I just put in Jesse Ventura, underground facilities, Alex Jones, underground facilities, Joel Skousen, underground facilities. And our good friend Bob Fletcher has been working for a couple of years on a DVD. I'm looking forward to seeing it. He's investigated these underground facilities. He's been into them. They're not imaginary. They're real. Why would they be digging these underground facilities, these massive tunnels and underground facilities, unless they were going to use them for something? And if they are, why are they concealing it from the American people? And why aren't they making arrangements for protection for the American people? Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open line. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but I just thought it was so interesting that these major exercises are going to be taking place all across America tomorrow, and yet you're not hearing about it. And the question is, why? Now, maybe nothing is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know certainly what they're planning on doing. I do know about the exercises. We've read about them from a number of different sources, and yet the information is being totally blacked out from the average individual. And because they control the media, they're able to do that. Of course, they have absolute control in large part over the major media through their six major corporations. We're talking about AOL, Time Warner. We're talking about Bertelsmann. We're talking about Viacom that controls CBS. We're talking about Disney that controls ABC. We're talking about Comcast that has over 800 radio stations and now controls the NBC. And who do we have on the line? We have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. But the media in America is rigidly controlled. Sydney, you hear what they want you to hear. And so much of what's going on, fortunately, you can check it out on the Internet. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Sharon in Northern Colorado.
Good to have you.
I am one among several, or hopefully many, who received a shutoff notice from the utilities company here in Fort Collins. They want to shut off electricity. That would also include heat, because a lot of houses have electric heat here. And the water, because we refuse to submit to these smart meters. So I wanted to tell everyone there's still that movie tonight, Take Back Your Power. It's 102 minutes. It's at 6:30 at the Lyric Cinema Cafe, 300 East Mountain Avenue, telephone 493-0893. And hopefully
city,
we can meet like
my... What city is that? What's that?
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, okay.
Hopefully we can meet like-minded people and get together, and we can be more effective as a larger group than one-on-one trying to. And it's winter time here in Fort Collins, so we need our heat to heat the houses so the pipes don't freeze, and we need, you know, the you can imagine. Anyway, they're trying to strong-arm us, and I'm getting real tired of it. They're quite intimidating. Anyway, I'll get off the phone, and maybe someone else has some comments to call in with.
Have they turned off your electricity?
No, but they're threatening to do if I don't let them install it by the 18th of this month.
Well, you tell them that if they turn off your electricity, you'll sue them for all the damage. And they're not going to do that. Because basically, they know that they have to provide the electricity. They may charge you for having somebody come out and read the regular meter, but they know what they're doing.
Well, they want to put on a different meter that they say doesn't do the pulse microwaves. But according to Deborah Travaris, they're all compatible with the smart grid. So I don't want that on either. I'm already getting ringing in the ears, a dull, constant headache, sometimes heart palpitations when I'm on my walk, because, you know, you're walking through it. I mean, I'm getting enough radiation just from my neighbors. It's really pretty scary. Because we've been on the water meters two and a half years now, and the electric meters all went in this summer here in my neighborhood. Anyway, they threatened me. They sent a letter, registered mail, you know, and if I don't knuckle under, they're going to shut off my stuff, which means the heat, because this neighborhood is electric heat. Heat, water, you name it. Anyway, I'm getting tired of them. So I don't really know what to do. I want to get off and let somebody else call in. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. This is a very real issue, and this is part and parcel of the effort to do damage to us. Basically, first, it's not simply the smart meters and the pulse. And, of course, there's a tremendous amount of radiation that can come from that. But then, of course, the next step is the smart appliances, where all of your appliances, as you buy them, will have chips in them. And those chips will be communicating with your smart meter, and your smart meter will communicate with the smart grid. They will know, and, of course, the people who have had their smart meters put in know their electric rate has gone up. I know this happened to us as far as we have a well is concerned. They put a smart meter on that. Our rates tripled, we took off, rates went back down to where they had been.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, and sacrifice, and their courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans, proud to honor our veterans and all our men and women in uniform. Johnson Vox Company says cancer is a silent killer. Early detection is important towards the prevention and treatment. Be sure to educate yourself and your family of the danger. And if you or a loved one is dealing with cancer diagnosis, explore your options. This important reminder is a tribute to Vi Nelson, a 7-year survivor at Johnson Vox Company at 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver, serving Denver since 1952. Call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say let's not forget all the area's mothers standing strong in the fight for the cure. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And here it's open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment. But something big is on the horizon. And I hope that many of you have actually checked out the reference I've had to Jenna DiPolitano. We have actually checked this. We have copies of the talk she gave when she left the Office of Homeland Security. If you haven't got it, you need to get it. You need to read it. And on page 5 of her report, her speech, she gave it on the 27th of August. She says this: our country will at some time experience a major cyber event that will have a severe effect on our lives, our economy, and every aspect of the American way of life. And then she goes on in the next paragraph to say, we're going to have to move and move very, very quickly. Now, she said this August 27th. She's talking about very quickly. Something big is on. And basically, I actually contacted her secretary. I asked Janet DiPolitano to come on to our program and explain what this major cyber event is. And they said she was just too busy, didn't have time to talk to the common people. Well, they didn't use the term common people. Our number is 877-254-7524. Something big is coming. I don't know what it is, but make your preparations. And who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, it's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Go ahead.
Hi. I really hate to follow this up with after hearing what ordeal Sharon's going through, and she's going to the top of my prayer list. My heart goes out to her. I just hope she can hold out and that things turn out well for her. Let's all be praying for her and others who are taking a stand on the smart meters. Well, I called in to say that there are some good things going on in Colorado, quite a few encouraging things. And I'm going to run through this quickly because there isn't a lot of time. The Douglas County schools have gotten rid of the teachers' union. They have gotten rid of the bad teachers. They're paying merit pay to the good teachers and, as I say, getting rid of the underperforming teachers. In another county, they're getting rid of their school superintendent, who is a left-wing liberal. There is a radio program on another station here, KLZ 560 AM. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 7, it's called Grassroots Radio, which your listeners would like to know about if they don't. They report on, this is, the hosts are two people who are well-funded and very energetic and know what they're doing, and they report on what's going on in Colorado, in the capital, in as much as to candidates and so forth, and they have been a part of the getting rid of the two state senators who were pro-gun control and so forth. That effort started with two plumbers who just got fed up with what was going on, and one of them borrowed $4,000 from his grandmother to start the funding of the effort, and it was a true grassroots effort because people went door-to-door, made phone calls, and got rid of those two state senators. And now the same group is going, or a similar group is going after another state senator who is big on gun control and who's intellectual prowess is about that of Catherine Sebelius, and she makes inane comments about self-protection, etc. Her name is Edie Hudak, and they're going after her to get rid of her. It probably, there's a recall effort. It's probably going to be successful. Another thing that's going on here is that there is a Dr. Jill Vecchio, you may have heard of. She is a radiologist here in Denver, and she has been giving for over a year. I drove at 5 in the morning to a cafe where she was giving her talk to on Obamacare, and she has become a national authority on it, and she knows it in and out, and her talk is absolutely excellent. And it is also heard on 560 AM about every half hour or on the hour. And segments of her talk is, and she gives not only what's wrong with Obamacare in fine detail, she also gives the solutions to medical care to get individual medical care on a free market basis here in the country. And so that's another good thing that's going on here. And another school districts have given candidates who are a lawyer, rocket scientist, and I've forgotten what else, that will not be dumb, and their political views are ours, and so that's a good thing. This grassroots radio program that I mentioned is from 5 to 7 every weeknight evening. They also have a leadership program for finding and training worthy candidates for public office, and this leadership program is a training program as such, and it covers training in deep on the U.S. Constitution, other governmental principles, and so forth. And also, they are looking for finding and training conservative candidates for local and state and even U.S.
And how can people get in touch with the Marines?
With Grassroots Radio?
Yeah, yes, or at least with these organizations.
Well, I think they'd have to contact radio station KLZ. I've been trying to find out their
why don't you get the information and get back to us, okay?
Yeah, I sure will. I've been trying to get it, and I wish I had it now, but I will.
You get it for us, because the average person out there may want to do something, but they have to know where they can find leadership. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to be involved. We either get involved when we take America back, or we lose America, and our children will, all we will be able to do is tell our children what it was loved like to have lived in America when men were free. We're losing our freedom. There's a small group that wants a fascist dictatorship in America, and they have their people planted at the highest levels of our local and state and national government. You have to get involved. We can get rid of them. We are the majority. But remember, it only takes 2% who are organized to dominate the rest, and that's just what's going on. Anything else, Maureen, before we let you go?
No, that's it. And thank you for the time, and I'll report back when I have the rest of the information.
God bless. Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much.
And bye-bye.
Dr. Stan, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For 2 decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another 2. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and as you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I do it because I'm trying to get the American people to understand we're under attack. There's a small group, a coordinator to the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, and then, of course, to the new front group they have, the Trilateral Commission, with branches across America, but, of course, their people are in key positions. In government, it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. Between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles, as did 6 of the 8 presidents of the World Bank, 8 of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense. During that period of time, these people control both political parties, they control the media, and they make mockery of elected government. They're using the foreign and domestic policy of the United States to bring about a world government, and they're preparing for a war in the Middle East. I just got an email this morning from the guest we'll have on tomorrow morning. You'll certainly want to be listening when we have on John Spring. He's read the basically, John Quirk, he's read the agreement we've offered to the Iranians, that he said in the email he sent me this morning, this is a blueprint for war. War is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And ladies and gentlemen, Saudi Arabia is getting nuclear weapons. I believe Iran already has nuclear weapons. I believe, of course, if there is a nuclear war there, it's going to affect America as well. Make your preparations accordingly. We may not be able to stop it, but all we can do is point out the powerful spiritual forces which are behind what's going on today. Well, this is the time I need to tell you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who help us so that we can maintain our network of stations all across America. As I said, we do 5 hours of radio. We have to buy time on stations for our afternoon, our evening program. But we are heard nationwide. You can hear us at RadioLiberty.com. That's our website. On the Internet, RadioLiberty.com. Of course, you can hear our afternoon program. If you have a telephone, you can certainly get them on shortwave. You can get them on, if you have a KU, a satellite. But it's an expensive proposition to be on radio and all these other vehicles, so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda.